live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
We're going to jump right into you and your phone calls. We'll go first to Danny, listening in Oklahoma. Danny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Danny. I was listening to Alex Jones last night on the computer, and he was talking about the birth certificate of Barack Hussein Obama.
Really?
And, pardon?
Really?
Yes, and, I have here a MOMBASA, Register of Birth, has testified that Barack Obama from Coastal Providence General Hospital and MOMBASA is genuine.
So what does that mean?
That means that he is not our official president.
What are you going to do about it?
Who is?
Who is? We don't have a an official president.
Well,
at this time.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
You know, I hear what you're saying. However, there is a person that gets onto an airplane, and when that person gets onto the airplane, it's called Air Force One, and it doesn't matter what plane it is. But the fact that this man, Obama, gets onto the plane, it's delegated as Air Force One. So whether or not you acknowledge him as president, the rest of the government that's making decisions for you and for me and for everyone else acknowledges him as president.
Well, I don't acknowledge anyone as my president. Hang on one second. I don't acknowledge anyone as my president. Why would you?
I do not acknowledge him as president. He is an imposter.
So what do you propose to do about it?
He was not born in the United States.
Do you believe that people voting for someone gives them the right to control you, like, say, with George Bush?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So what does it matter who the president is? They're all a bunch of criminals, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So I guess what I'm trying to figure out here is why anybody really pays attention to this, because it doesn't really matter, does it? It's not like he's going to go away anytime soon. He'll go away after the election, presuming he's not reelected. But, I mean, really, if you were to be successful, if this birther movement were to be successful and, let's just say, sweep the country with this so-called realization that he's not the real real so-called U.S. citizen, then all of a sudden he's rushed out of office in a fury of anger by the American people having been duped by this mastermind.
Seems unlikely.
And then there you go. You've made it so that the other guy gets in, whatever. Old, what's his name? The vice president.
Biden.
Yeah, Biden.
Well, he's a crook too, but...
Right, so what? So do you see where I'm coming from? Like, there's all this energy and this time and effort being spent on trying to... We're going to prove it that he's not a real citizen. But what good does that really do?
It just proves that he's an imposter and that
Congratulations.
He's a lying Muslim.
Well, I don't care what his religion is. That doesn't matter to me. They're all liars.
Well,
is anybody under the delusion that any president in our lifetime hasn't been a liar?
It should matter to you because he is a Muslim and he is trying to overtake the country.
Do you have a problem with Muslims?
I don't have a problem with Muslims per se, but I do have a problem when they take Christian artifacts off the wall before they come into a college to visit the college to make a speech. That's ridiculous.
So it's not the fact that someone's Muslim. You're talking about someone being ill-mannered and disrespectful, and I have a problem with people that are ill-mannered and disrespectful, too.
Nice clarification, Michelle. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, Danny. Good luck with your crusade. 1-800-259-9231. It's completely meaningless.
Yeah, I've got to say that the birther movement, we're into the campaign for the next election.
Yeah.
Like that, maybe this
issue's
dead.
I can't believe Alex Jones is still talking. I don't listen to him.
Well,
I
wouldn't propose to know what Alex is talking about or not talking about. This could be a rerun from 2003, for all
who
I know.
Who knows? Or maybe he took a call from somebody like him and the issue came
hard
up.
Hard to say. I couldn't say.
1-800-259-9231. So it's like, what's the big deal? Okay. You figured it out. He's not a real U.S. citizen. Not that anyone is. And that was the one point I didn't get to talk to Gary Johnson about, because I didn't feel like it was worth holding him over for. But he kept talking about U.S. citizen this, U.S. citizen that. And I'm sorry. Nobody is a U.S. citizen. Prove it. Prove that the U.S. citizen actually exists.
And by that, you mean that you've looked up in legal dictionaries.
It's in the regular dictionary, too.
Black's Law Dictionary, all these things that essentially it says, and these legal dictionaries matter.
Yes, they do.
The regular dictionary doesn't matter because in legalese, different words, you know, their legal words mean different than
all I'm
regular
saying
words.
Is you can look it up in a regular dictionary as well. It's the same definition.
You go online and look it up in a legal dictionary. It's free. It's the internet. You can look
actually,
for free.
It's really difficult to find legal dictionaries online for free. Have you done it?
I saw one, this definition of citizens. Yeah, I did. Black's Law Dictionary from whatever, 19-something.
Well, that's because I downloaded a copy of a couple of old, old legal dictionaries that have fallen out of copyright, basically. But the Black's Law and Abouviers and all these people, they keep a real clamp down, as you might imagine.
They've got to buy it.
They're lawyers, and they don't want to exactly let their current revisions out.
But as the case may be, these things say that a citizen is a person who has exchanged a duty of allegiance for an obligation of protection from the government. And since government, since in the United States, and I suspect most governments feel the same way, but in the United States, the Supreme Court has ruled many times that there is no obligation to protect citizens.
That's right.
And the same, you know, if that were true, then the police would have to compensate you every time your house was robbed because they failed to protect you. So they don't have to protect you, so therefore you are not a citizen.
Don't even have to come and investigate.
You're in fact a subject, and this is a term that they've ceased to use. But
not true. The cops use it all the time.
The cops use it, but the government used to refer to them as the subjects of the United States.
To you.
But now they refer to them as citizens, so it's really just a lie that means subjects.
That's right. It's a code word. You're exactly right. So 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue here with your thoughts. We go to Frank, listening in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, people up in New Hampshire. It's been hot here in New York, I think the hottest day ever recorded. Couple things. Number one, the last comment about the police having to protect you in a sense, or, you know, if they fail to do that, they'd have to compensate you. Under law, that's not necessary. All they have to prove is that they use due diligence in attempting to, you know, fulfill their obligation.
They don't have
and
an obligation.
And a court would sort of define that,
Frank,
through a case, what due
obligation.
Diligence would be.
They don't have any obligation. They don't even have to show up.
And if I don't have the choice to opt out, then it's not a voluntary contract.
The way that argument or contract would be, all
it's not a valid contract if I can't say no.
Due diligence. But the point I wanted to talk about is the fact that, number one, the free market has never existed. It never will exist. It's like absolute zero infinity. It's an abstraction. And the point I wanted to raise is,
why do you say that?
Because that's a fact.
Well, that's not a...
There never has been a free market. There has never been a free market.
Hold on, Frank. That's like saying, the parent telling the kid, because I said so. No.
The point is, there has never been a free market. The free market...
That does not mean there won't be one.
...has never existed in history.
That doesn't mean past results are not indicative of the future results.
But they do have a certain... they do have a certain credibility when attempting to project a non-existent future.
People would have said...
That's the other end of that argument.
Frank,
the future doesn't exist.
Frank,
all that exists is the
future
present
is what
and the past.
We create. We get to create the future.
No,
we create
the present. We create the present, and often the present mirrors the past. And that sort of, you know, historical narrative and Hegel and a number of philosophers spent a career defining that.
The present
the point
is now.
I wanted. The point
the is now, and we create the future by envisioning what we want to see and then making it happen. And hundreds of years ago, somebody would have said, the world has never existed without slavery. And they would have been right. But that doesn't mean that there couldn't be no slavery on into the future.
The point is, it's an abstract argument. The future doesn't exist. All that exists is the present.
I agree with that
and
point.
The point I wanted to raise, hold it, guys. The point I wanted to raise... Hello?
You're right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. I'm getting noise on my end here. What happens when, if you do have, let's say, your abstract notion of a free market with housing, whereby people can set up covenants and agreements and have citizen,
hold that thought, Frank. We'll bring it back. You can ask the full question here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the house. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their sites, you actually get to control the content of the site as well. You find something online, you want to share it with us and our listeners, you just submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then it's voted on by other listeners and you as well. And the most voted up item will make it to the front page and the top of the website. So go and see and get interactive and do it for free over at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. You can get together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people in the same place and amplify your ability to do freedom activism. Because being around other people of a like mindset is so helpful in a variety of different ways. One, it actually gives you the numbers that you need to do things that heretofore had been impossible in the liberty movement, like mass civil disobedience, actually winning political elections, whatever it is you've dreamed of doing, it's possible when you actually get the numbers. I mean, that's what liberty-minded people around this country are desperately trying to do. They're desperately trying to recruit people into becoming activists. And that just takes too long. I'm sorry. I've done it before. It's too difficult. It's not to say it's impossible, but it's a long, drawn-out process. Wouldn't it make more sense to get those people who already are liberty-loving people together, where they can be active together in the same place, rather than trying to create a bunch of new liberty-lovers in the area in which you live? And then if you actually get those liberty-loving people together, they create a movement that is, you know, it's impossible to ignore, and it infects more people as a result of that, because all of those liberty-loving people are interacting with other people that maybe aren't so concerned with the issues of the day, and they're infecting them with the ideas of freedom. And if there are more people to do that so-called infecting, positive infecting,
yeah,
then...
Can we use another word?
Yeah, is there another word for that?
Spreading.
Inspiring, spreading, encouraging people to believe in the ideas of freedom. The more people you have on the ground, the better. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. That's why we're all here. Freestateproject.org. That's why we moved to New Hampshire, those of us here in this studio tonight. Now, we've actually got Frank on the line in New York. And, Frank, you were asking a question before we went to break there. If you could just go ahead start that question over.
The point you guys made about neighborhood agreements and different covenants and things, you know, really has a lot of resonance and makes a lot of sense. But I'm going to look at history 50 years ago when we had discrimination on the basis of ethnicity, race, religion, regarding housing. And, you know, there were movies such as The Gentleman's Agreement with Cary Grant that talked about discrimination against the Jews in with regard to housing. It wasn't until the Fair Housing
Act. There's also
Act
Who's
of the
Coming
19-
to Dinner, and that, you know,
correct.
Had a black man.
Right, here's what
so
I'm
what's
trying
your
to say.
Point?
My point is this. For over 200 years, there were restrictions on where people could live that were very discriminatory. It's only 50 years ago that that was changed with the law, the Fair Housing Act, that forbade discrimination on the basis of race, sex, gender, or nationality. And I just wanted to say that, in a sense, we have to be mindfully aware that that existed and that, you know... You know, in a sense, sure. We have to provide a system that does not discriminate on those ridiculous notions and characteristics.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Well, I think that, these things absolutely happen. I guess you would ask the question, though, is did they really stop discrimination? I don't know about you, but I've seen discrimination that existed in the world even after that. I mean, I've gone into a restaurant where in the black section of town where I could tell I wasn't wanted, and my food was tossed down in front of me in a fashion that made me feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, like the plate went clang, clank, you know, the food kind of jumped on it, and it was, you know, it was like, get out of here, honky, and you know, that's fine, that's there. If you know, if it would have been a lot better for me in that circumstance if there would have been a sign on the door that said just no whites allowed, well, and then I would have understood that they would have recognized me as a white guy and not, you know, whatever ethnicities are mixed in.
It's not fine necessarily. I understand where Frank is coming from, and I agree with him the idea that people shouldn't be discriminated against,
sure,
based on those things. However, on the other hand, it's what is fine is if that's what's so important to somebody that they want to run their business that way. It's fine with me if
and
that's
limit
what they
their
want to
clientele.
If that's right, if that's what they want to do, they're cutting off their own nose to spite their face, and they're limiting the amount of potential business that can walk through their door, and it's a stupid business move, and it's the wrong thing to do, but people should be free to make the wrong choice.
Absolutely.
And suffer whatever consequences the market brings them for it. if people are discriminating against black people when they're renting a house, that means I, as a landlord, get to pick from more black renters. And, you know, I get to pick the best renter of a larger group of potential renters. So they're cutting down on the amount of potential renters that they could possibly have.
It would be difficult to run your business this way, and I don't think that these businesses would necessarily stay open. But, you know, what you end up doing with this sort of fair housing thing is you put this bugbear out there that kind of scares people. Well, if I'm turning this person down because they have bad credit, are they going to think I'm turning them down because of their ethnicity or whatever? And, yeah, I mean, I don't think if we had freedom today that you're going to see a reversal and start seeing crosses being burnt on lawns. So I think that people are of the opinion now we're moving toward a more free world. And the idea that freedom is going to result in people being discriminated against on a larger basis.
Mark, that we're not going to be burning crosses, and I hear you. However, we're still killing brown people.
I'm not killing anyone.
In other countries,
so I was using the same thing as we. But
I'm not burning crosses, and I'm not killing anybody.
Right.
But I also want to point out that discrimination should happen. And there are right reasons for it in some cases. Let me give you an example. This is something I've had in my show prep here for a little bit, and now's the right time for it. ABC News reporting about a restaurant that has banned children because, well, their customers don't want to hear a bunch of crying brats when they're trying to enjoy a nice dinner together. Now, for some restaurants, that would be a really poor choice because families are a really important part of
Their
clientele. In this case, it's McDane's, which is a Pittsburgh-area restaurant, and they'll be banning children starting July 16th, so last week, under the age of 6 from its dining area. Restaurant owner Mike Vick said the policy came in response to complaints he'd received from older customers about kids causing a ruckus. In an email to his clientele, Vick wrote, "We feel that McDane's is not a place for young children, and many, many times they have disturbed other customers." Now, are there going to be any kind of governmental penalties that this particular restaurant, McDane's, will have to pay for this?
I hope not.
They should be free to make this choice. And a family that looks at that and says, "Boy, we really like McDane's food, but we're not accepting of this kind of discrimination. We are going to go somewhere else." And they could tell this owner, they could say, "Well, I'd just like you to know that this is a crappy decision because it essentially discriminates against the good kids that are under the age of 6, because not everybody under the age of 6 is rowdy. Some of them can be pretty well behaved." Well,
and it depends on the day, too. You know what? The same kid that's terrible on one day can be great on the next. You never know.
They could tell this person, "I'm not going to bring my family. Our family's done. We're not coming back to McDane's."
They can.
And that's how the market can handle these problems. And it is, I think, in some cases, the problem. But for McDane's, it's the right thing for them to do. Or at least so they think.
It's their opinion.
Maybe the market will reward them. Maybe they'll be punished for it. Only time will tell. And there's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team. And make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com, that's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you there. We've got the news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up via email, Facebook, Twitter, whichever works best for you. It's all free, and it's all at news.freetalklive.com.
We've been talking about the Free State Project, and if you're a supporter of the Free State Project and you're frustrated with how slowly the Free State Project has been reaching its 20,000 signer mark, consider this idea. A small group of liberty activists making telephone calls and petitioning in public areas around the United States for signers for the Free State Project. We've already gotten dozens and dozens, and honestly, you're turning in dozens more. We're going to be up to hundreds soon of signers so far. But I pay these activists for their time, and I need you to go and sponsor some signers at Free State Project. Now.com. You can sponsor 1, 3, or 10 signers. There's actually a spot to do it, whatever custom amount you wish to do it. It's freestatenow.com, and you can get the Free State Project quickly and efficiently to 20,000 signers. Freestatenow.com.
Okay, wait. Can you tell me something about that? You're sure. Saying that you're sponsoring people to sign, or you're trying to get people who are out there supporting people to sign or encouraging people to sign? Who exactly is it that you're paying? I didn't understand from that.
I've got some activists. Yep. At this point, we're two. So we're at one, and hopefully the next one will start relatively soon.
It takes two to make a thing go right.
Hopefully it'll take 20. But they're out there either in public places, getting people to sign the trifold. I promised to move to the Free State Project. Here's my name. That kind of thing.
Yep.
Or calling them on the telephone, signing them up online, sending them an email,
right,
and they click through.
I thought so, but the way it was worded there, I'm like, you're paying people to sign up for the Free State Project?
Nope, I'm paying people to get people to sign up.
Okay, there we go. Thank you for that clarification.
But, I have to pay them, somebody needs to sponsor them. So yes, please sponsor absolutely. Signers, freestatenow.com.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. We go to ladies first. Mary is listening in Massachusetts. Mary, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening. I just found your station over the Internet.
Oh, excellent. How did you do that?
Oh, I'm always searching for talk radio.
Oh, very good. So,
all types.
Fantastic. So what did you want to share tonight?
Well, I was a little perplexed, so I just tuned in for about 15 minutes or so, and someone was saying they prefer not to use the police. Is that accurate?
I don't like to use the police ever,
I
period.
Think it's the last resort, the most, I mean, I think people should do anything possible before resorting to the police. These people, the police in many cases are completely unpredictable. They are frequently trying to put someone in a cage, and they're out to arrest, and they're not out to serve, and they're not out to protect. They're out to make arrests.
Well, I think, you know, I would say that crime does exist.
Sure,
some
of course
police
it does.
Absolutely abuse their power,
sure.
No doubt about that. But not all police do that.
No, really. I mean, as Adam Kokesh has said, and I'm going to paraphrase, that it's the 95% of cops that make the 5% look bad, or the 95% of bad cops that make the 5% look bad. He says it much more brilliantly, and I don't remember exactly how. But you know, there are some good cops out there, but they don't ever bust the bad cops. So effectively, the good cops aren't really doing much good.
Well, if we took, I guess my question would be if we, I'm sorry, I don't know the woman's name. I apologize.
That's Michelle.
Hi.
Michelle.
Yes.
If you, it sounds like you never want to use them. I'm wondering if you had a bad experience.
I've had lots of bad experiences. I'm 43, so I'm a little bit older than the host here.
But, I'm 40.
Yeah, so... my mom was a social worker, so I was around police when I was growing up, you know, socially and, you know, fine socially. I saw police beat the crap out of my 15-year-old boyfriend who wasn't doing anything wrong. I mean, with billy clubs and everything, and that wasn't such a nice thing. I saw them, you know, put me away for 4.5 months when I was 14 years old, and then even though I hadn't done anything wrong, calling me a manipulative subversive because I didn't want to go to school. And so that was, you know, an early indication to me, not that police were bad, but that police operated under the guise of force, and that reason and truth did not make a difference because they had a badge and a gun. So,
right.
You know, there's not a level playing field there. You know, if
well,
you come to
not.
Me, right. And so that was my problem from the get-go, from a very young age. And then since then, I like the idea of voluntary contracts. I like the idea of people interacting voluntarily. And when you come across someone that, is a, you know, as you would say, a bad person, I don't classify people in terms of good people and bad people, because I think that good people do bad things and I think that bad people do good things. I just don't, you know, lump them in those generalizations. So for me, the idea of using the state and who takes your money against your will to pay themselves to enforce laws that you don't agree to, I just the whole thing breaks down for me, and I can't justify any of it.
Yeah, I can understand some of your comments, and obviously your experiences have influenced you tremendously. But I don't think that we can take them out of the equation completely. I think that there is some... their presence may deter crime. Do they catch everyone in the act? Absolutely not. If I'm going to have somebody entering my house and possibly posing harm to me, who would I call? You know, when you talk about private contractors, you know, to me, I would see there'd probably be not much of a difference. They'd probably take on the same type of attitude. But who would I call?
No, actually, they wouldn't, because Mary, they wouldn't. And I understand why you would think they would take on the same attitude, because you're used to police behaving in a certain way, and you think, well, that's just how things are. But the reason why they behave in the way they do is because they're not subject to any accountability, and they're not subject to competition. The police know they can come into your home, and they can kill people, and they can shoot your dog, and they can destroy your property, and they can tear tear apart your car, and they can destroy people's lives, and they know they'll never be held accountable for it.
Whether they do it or not, whether they're bad enough people to do that.
You're talking in absolutes. Well, I don't think
Mary,
everything is an absolute.
Mary, I've done this show. You've heard this.
I think that
Mary,
lots of things are absolute.
Mary, you've heard this show for a half an hour. I've done it for 10 years, and I'm going to tell you, I started out as a guy who was way into this whole police thing, but what I found out is that cops hate cameras. If you want,
I know that.
If you want to watch somebody freak out and abuse their authority, just put a cop on a camera and see what happens. And then I have to ask myself, why? Why would somebody do that?
Well, I agree with you on that point. I think that citizens should be able to definitely tape them as they can tape us.
And as soon as that happens, Mary, you'll see an entire sea change in law enforcement. As soon as that happens, as soon as cops stop throwing people in jail for felonies, threatening them with 10 years in prison for using a video camera, then you'll see an entire sea change.
But, you know, even with the video camera, there is this, if you go to Ohio... conceal carry permit .com, I think is what it is. There were two cops that pulled over. Well, there was actually a car that was already pulled over, and it was in a seedy part of town. And there was a woman, I assume was a prostitute, who was maybe soliciting or something, whatever. Anyway, the cops came up, and the vulgarity that was used was just, made me blush, and I have a terrible mouth. But the cop was in the back seat of the car searching it and was grilling the passenger and had just told the driver, shut up, shut your mouth, don't say a blankety blankety blank word. If you do, I will take you in immediately. So he'd already told, and the man said, but I have, and he goes, didn't I tell you to shut up? What the man was trying to say is, I have a gun and a concealed carry permit. He'd only had it for less than a month. As it turns out, by the time the cops got to the guy 15 minutes later, they pulled him out. What they told him was, we should have pulled out our Glock and put 10 bullets in you. And that's all on tape.
And he said that he would get away with it because he would,
well,
Mary.
Well, I think what I'm trying to say is...
They got paid leave.
I just think, I'm feeling like you're talking in absolutes, and I'm sure there's some good work done by good people out there.
I agree.
Sure.
I've seen the police do good work.
I agree.
The problem is when they do bad things, and it's frequently that they do bad things, they can't be held accountable because you're forced to pay for it. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. If I could just say, no, I'm not going to pay for this crap, then that would do a lot to hold them accountable. More coming up Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. If you're on hold, we might have a chance to bring you on the line here. If you aren't on hold, well, try us back tomorrow night. We do this thing 7 nights a week over at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yeah, SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for other businesses. You probably didn't get into your business because you want to do paperwork and you want to do collections. SACL CAI can do that for you. If you're having some issues in that area, you want somebody else to take it over for you, SACL CAI will do it. They'll do it with respect. They will treat your clients as though you intend to keep them. Go see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI.
All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts. David is in New Jersey. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Kind of a libertarian theory question for you, I guess.
Sure.
I've been thinking a lot about the idea that if you had a truly free society, a really freedom-oriented society, and someone commits a crime and you put them in jail for months, years, life, and it seems like that goes beyond self-defense and becomes punitive, that is pretty harsh. You would just lock somebody up for whenever, when you could actually just kick them out of the society and, you know, secure the borders, and they're probably not going to come back. So you could
That's not a free, as far as I'm concerned, if there's border security, that's not a free society. That's a closed society.
Are you saying just like basically ostracize them and kick them out of the community?
Well, I'm saying why not offer anyone in prison, you know, you put people in prison so they can come back into society if they serve their time, but give them the option of exile. That way it's not technically involuntary imprisonment, it's voluntary imprisonment.
Well, I think in practice people would probably. I've had in the past some chickens. A raccoon comes around. You know, sometimes raccoons will come around and, you know, they're doing their thing. And one of their things is eating chickens. What do I do with that raccoon if I catch them and say I have a heart trap? Do I bring them over to your house and let them go?
Well, I mean, you can't reason with the chicken that you can't give them the option to, you know, listen, you got to stay out, or, I mean, they're going to come back. I know what you're saying, but.
I'm just saying, you know, what my belief on prison is, prison should be a place for, not for penance, like a penitentiary, but in fact, it should be a place to separate people who are too dangerous to be in society from society. Do I think that there should be an opportunity for people to reintegrate? Yeah, I suppose. But, you know, at that point, you'd be dealing with far fewer folks than you're dealing with the millions and millions and millions of people in the United States that are locked up now. You can't deal with them on a one-on-one basis today.
The question you're asking, presumes that things would be the same in a more free society as they are today as far as punishment is concerned. And I think that that Dr. Mary Ruart makes some excellent points in her book Healing Our World on this, as she talks about how it is that restitution, a system of restitution, will really make things a lot better in that, for instance, you don't have to fill jails with people who've committed minor crimes, even actual property crimes or personal crimes against another human being, because as long as they are sorry for what they've done, and you know they don't have this huge track record of doing this a lot, then they could be somebody who could be still out and about in society and making good, in that they would be paying back their victim, that they would be making the victim whole and then paying a little more, you know, on top, doing whatever they could to restitute the victim rather than just sitting several days or an arbitrary amount of time in a jail cell and calling that correction. Having actual restitution is actually correcting the problem as much as possible. So that is one way to keep people out of jail. And another one is to, as you said, Mark, if you've got a really dangerous person, it doesn't make sense to just put that person outside of your town's line or borders or whatever, because then that person, whether they come back to your town or not, could go to another town and victimize someone else there. I wouldn't want to put my problem on somebody else. If somebody is really a psychopath, then I don't see how they could, there could be an exile option there. That would be somebody that would need to...
Still do good inside. Well,
that's sort of my point, though, is that if you, let's say, I mean, I haven't thought too much about how it would work if you didn't have closed borders, but I have to think about that, I guess, but let's, you know, hypothetically for the moment, if you could actually keep out people that you've kicked out of the country, and if you were to implement that, no other country is going to accept someone who, say, committed a murder or such into their society, and so in theory you might end up with kind of a no-man's land situation, and since that wouldn't be too palatable, in practice 99% of people that are put in jail, even though they're offered exile, might choose to stay in jail and then try to re-enter society. And so all that would really change is people's disposition. People would still be in jail, but they wouldn't have the same...
I see what you're saying,
kind of,
but I don't think I want a psychopath traipsing about through the woods.
What that says to me is that what I want to do is get a large boat and create a band of pirates to...
I was just about to mention that.
People are going to want to integrate, but if they're...
thing I was going to say is they wouldn't be in the woods, they'd be on the ocean.
if the person that you're talking about is sane, then they would want to reintegrate into society because jail sucks. Now, of course, jails could be better in a situation where you actually get to choose which jail you go into, and I think it's important to have humane conditions under which people like
this. Right, I don't think you take bad people, put them in a bad place, treat them badly, and expect them to get out and act good.
I mean, I think that when you go into these situations, you don't really want to go back to them, and especially when you're going into a jail where, you know, you don't have regular folks around, like people that were dealing drugs or caught with drugs. I mean, those people are all over jails today, and if you actually had a jail where you really just have dangerous people that are being held in, you know, maximum security, it's not going to be the most social of environments for somebody that's being taken there. So there are a lot of changes that can be made to the current system to make things better. Ostracism, I think, is also a very, very powerful tool. And if somebody isn't repentant toward what they've done, then, yeah, they deserve to be ostracized. And I think that can go part and parcel along with all that. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you as we continue with you and your thoughts. Let's go to Mike listening in Virginia to XM's America's Talk. Hello, Mike. Mike?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening earlier, and I heard you guys talk about war, and just got the impression that you guys are just straight-up anti-war. Is that correct?
I'm pretty close to anti-war. Do you think it's a good solution to problems?
Well, it depends on the problem, but you have to admit, I mean, we look at war, and I guess you could say if we just leave well enough alone and stay out of the business of any war... Doesn't war kind of find you eventually?
I don't know.
If you take the position of anti-war,
I don't think we've ever gotten to that point.
So let's talk, instead of talking in terms of hypotheticals.
Let's look at Switzerland. Has war found Switzerland recently?
Let's talk about World War II. I mean,
let's talk about Switzerland and World War II.
Well, let's look at World War II. We took the position of, well, let's stay out of it, and what happened?
The United States did not stay out of it.
World War II is really just an extension of World War
I. No, we didn't stay out of World War II. I mean, yes, we eventually got involved after we got attacked.
World War II is an extension of World War I. It was it came about because...
But nevertheless...
The Treaty of Versailles.
But do you understand how aggression got us into a situation where a more aggression was necessary? Like, what a surprise. You treat somebody badly, they react poorly to it.
Well, what you're saying
what's
is...
What's the bottom line? I mean, if we just sit by and just idly let things go and be as they may be...
Wait a second. What happens to us? Are you talking about the World Trade Center was bombed and what ought our response to that be?
No, I'm not talking about that, actually.
He's talking about World War II. Let's go back to Mark. Mark, you didn't really make your point very clear. Woodrow Wilson said he's going to keep us out of war because that was a popular position. He broke his promise, got into the war, and then...
Tipped the scales. The Treaty of Versailles was onerous for Germany. Germany was under the... they were eating
the
their dogs and stuff. They were in terrible situation there in Germany. So it left a political situation where a nut like Hitler would actually could rise to power. I mean, the people of Austria voted at 97% to take Hitler on as their leader. I mean, this was the situation that the Central Powers were in at that point. So, yeah, they reacted poorly to having, to losing the war. And if the United States hadn't have gotten in, then World War II wouldn't have happened.
And the whole idea that the U.S. was attacked is fallacious, sir, because the Japanese were manipulated into that attack by Roosevelt at the time.
Well, don't forget Hitler, too.
Right. So, I'm sorry, the whole thing, you know, the American history version that they teach you in government high school is obviously slanted to support the U.S. government, and it's just not the whole truth.
So, I mean, bottom line is we should just sit by idly, and if the fight comes to us...
No, if you want to have a war, go ahead and have a war.
No, I'm just saying, hey guys, if the fight comes to us, we should do what?
That's why I brought up the World Trade Center. Within our lifetime, it was bombed by a foreign group of people, and on the American soil, the United States soil, and the response was what? The response was trillions of dollars in debt and 10 years of sanctions and murder against a sovereign nation for weapons of mass destruction. Oops, there weren't any weapons of mass destruction.
You should defend yourself. If you are attacked, I fully support that. And Mike,
we
call us tomorrow night because we're out of time.
Guys,
I know you get the show 2 hours late on XM. We're out of time right now. We're live 7 to 10 Eastern. Call us at the top of the show tomorrow. We'll get into plenty of detail on this with you. But if you want to fight a war, go ahead. Raise some money and go and hire some mercenaries, or you do it yourself and you go fight your war. Just don't force me to pay for it. I'm not interested in it. I want to achieve peace, and peace is the only method to achieve it. See you tomorrow.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.